What is up, people? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk. I'm Devin Readers. This is a podcast where we talk about all things inclusion and a little bit of nonsense. If you like this podcast and like what we're doing, please subscribe wherever you listen and write a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. It really helps folks find us. Also, if you would like to become a supporter of this podcast, you can use the link in the show notes. Thanks, guys. Let's get to the episode. Hey, guys. Just so you know, we had some unforeseen technical difficulties this week. And so the edit on this interview with Mandy may sound a little choppy, but I still think we can learn a lot. So please enjoy this interview with Mandy. Hello, hello! Welcome to another episode of Real Talk. My name is Devin Readers, and today we have as our guest Mandy Dorwell. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to dive into some questions today.
Sure.
So first of all, you have OCD, right? Well, first of all, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I am a teacher. I've been a teacher for 10 years, and I grew up in a fairly dysfunctional household, so with that, I developed anxiety and depression, and I did not know I also developed OCD, so I got diagnosed with OCD just last year, and I was pretty surprised, but nobody in my life was surprised, so it was kind of a running joke that, of course you have OCD, why wouldn't you know that you had OCD? Yeah, and I have a pretty mild form of it, but there's a lot of misconception about what OCD is. So a lot of people, when they think of OCD, they think of people that count their steps to and from, like, the mailbox, or people that need to hold a cup over a doorknob because they're afraid of germs. I don't have that kind of OCD. I have the obsessive part. So OCD stands for obsessive compulsive disorder. I have both. I have both obsessive and compulsive. But the obsessive part is thinking the same thought over and over and over again.
Yes, I have OCD too, and that's what I have. So,
well, not good that you have it, but I'm glad you understand.
Yes.
Yeah, so thinking the same thought, I do a lot of counting. There's a lot of, and you know this, then OCD has a lot of rituals. So with rituals, I have to do something a certain way in a certain amount of times to feel reduction in anxiety.
I don't have that. I just have mainly the thinking the same thought over and over, and I have to talk about it over and over. So I guess, like, that's a ritual. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, like, I guess people, I won't call them normal people, but people without OCD can think a thought and move on, but I can't do that. It stays with me for sometimes years.
Yes. Yes. So, since you are a teacher, right, you teach and improve your craft as a teacher.
So, my students have a variety. Having OCD has taught me that not every disability looks like a disability, and it also has taught me that a disability does not mean you are less capable. Students with autism, I've learned to understand their autism, but I also still hold them accountable for their actions. So, there's no getting out of it just because you have autism. There's just a different way to approach what your needs are. So it's a level of both empathy and also recognizing that just because, so I have one student even with Down syndrome, and she has recognized with her family that her Down syndrome allows her to get out of things, but that doesn't work with me as her teacher. She's not getting out of anything.
Kids with disabilities, myself included, when I was little, up until recently, will use things to get out of stuff, and you just have to say, nope, not with me.
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't appreciate it, but I think they secretly deep down do appreciate it.
Yes, not a lot of us are going to would we appreciate it when you do it. But trust me, they'll appreciate it when they're older, so.
Yeah, because you know how to do things, because you can do things. There's no, your disability doesn't hold you back.
So how do you manage OCD in your daily life?
So with my treatment last year, I had to do a lot of what was called exposure therapy. So with OCD, you have to do things that you don't like to do, which I guess is how I treat my students too. But if I am being really ritualistic about my schedule, I can be very strict about what time I have to be home just because mentally my brain says that's a requirement for you. I then have to walk myself through the process of, no, that's a made up rule. It doesn't really exist. And I'll force myself to be out. If I have dishes on the table and I want really quickly to put them away because I don't think they should be out, I have to make myself leave them out. I have left pretty much all social media because social media is something I would check. Most people might check their social media 3 times a day. I would check it 20 or 30 times a day. So it's keeping myself from doing the things that I do because of my OCD. And it takes active work every day to not give in to OCD symptoms.
Yes. So full disclosure, I used to have a social media problem, and I just thought, oh, it's just my generation. I just thought it was my generation. I didn't know that it was like a manifestation of your OCD.
Yeah, and I think that it is partly generational, which I think is why people don't recognize it as OCD. It could be, I think if you have OCD, it's going to come out in your social media use. Maybe something you wouldn't have known before.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah.
OCD, what is your treatment like for OCD and how is it living with it?
So living with it requires constant awareness, and my treatment is making sure I want to say staying on top of it, but recognizing when my symptoms are coming in. So for example, this week I had a pretty anxious week. I do have anxiety as well, and when you have anxious thoughts with OCD, you want to try to get rid of them quickly. So I found myself wanting to check my email more, check my bank account more. I walk my dog every morning and I walk by these newly planted trees. I wanted to count the trees. So I recognized that as me wanting to get rid of anxiety. So I had to say, Mandy, you don't need to count the trees. You checked your bank account this morning. Nothing's different. You don't need to check your email. So being aware when the anxiety is high that my symptoms are going to try to pop back up, I have to make an active choice not to do those things.
So do you have like a feeling like when like it's about to come on or?
Yeah, it often with me, it comes on when I'm tired or there's too much going on. If something negative happens in my life, my symptoms pop up. So anything that is not the normal, you know, regular old day is going to increase my symptoms. So it's when, I guess when most people get into a funk or when you have a bad mood, that's when things pop up in your life. So that's when my OCD really flares up.
Mine too. do you have any tips for like dealing with flare-ups or?
Yeah, I would say if you have OCD, well, first of all, symptoms, but a good therapist, CBT therapist, and CBT stands for cognitive behavioral therapy, a good therapist will give you strategies for dealing with it. So if you find a good therapist who gives you strategies, use those strategies every single day.
Okay, and is there any place that people can go to find cognitive behavioral therapist or?
Mm-hmm. If you go to psychologytoday.com, you can search for therapists within your area and search for CBT therapists. And in addition to that, you can go to the same website and search for OCD group therapy. So that's where a bunch of people with OCD sit and talk about their symptoms and support each other.
And I will include that link in the show notes. So, do you have any resources that people can check out or like that you've written or done anything?
So I have a website called yourzenself.com, Z-E-N self, and I'm working on different groups and projects and programs for people with a variety of symptoms. I'm not a licensed mental health counselor, so I can't give therapy, but I can share what I've learned. So check out that website to figure out what I've learned.
Will you send me that link after we get off here so I can put it in the show notes, please?
Sure. Okay. Yep. And I also recommend for OCD and any other disability, yoga. I do yoga 5 days a week because yoga teaches you to focus on your breathing and nothing else. So that's my last little tip.
Is there anything you would like to add before we get off here? I know this has been a short podcast, but...
Something, it's not their definition, it's your definition. So trust yourself before you take anyone else's opinion about what you're going through.
Good way to end it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so I guess we'll end it here, and I will go try to edit the feedback out of this episode. And follow me on Instagram at Real Talk Podcast Official, on Twitter at Devin Real Talk, and where can they follow you, Mandy?
They can follow me. I am on Instagram. That's the one social media I'm on. So Messy Ohm, O-H-M. I'm the Messy Ohm on Instagram.
Okay, so send me that link after we get off here, and then I'll put it in the show notes too.
Cool.
Okay, guys, we will see you tomorrow for the Survivor Recap. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening today. You can visit us online at realtalkpodcastonline.wordpress.com. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Devin Real Talk and on Instagram at Real Talk Podcast Official. You can also email us at devinewieters@gmail.com. Thank you guys.